What's good, Bricago? We are here, PAX 2018. I'm here hanging out with the folks from Windjammers 2. Just got a chance to play through the demo, and it's fantastic. We're here with, I'm just going to let you introduce yourself really quick.
Yeah, I'm Kevin Delbriel, the developer for Windjammers 2.
I just got a chance to play it. It feels fantastic. I think a lot of folks, they didn't expect to see a Windjammers 2, but now that it got announced, they're super excited for it. A lot of folks have been kind of bigging up the game in those communities, especially with Austin Creed with his Windjammers tournaments and stuff. What's been the kind of reaction to the game kind of being announced and folks being excited about it coming out?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, what's been the reaction to the announcement to the game?
People are really excited about having a new Windjammers, because, like you said, a lot of people, so there will not be another Windjammer. So we're really happy that people really like the game and want a sequel, because their reaction to the announcement is really, really great. So we're just super excited.
What's been the what's been the feeling behind, and I guess from the team, about the way you want to kind of approach this game with folks having specific expectations for, you know, what a Windjammers game is? How are you turning and trying to make that an updated feel for the folks who are used to this kind of gameplay?
We first want the game to really feel like the original one. All its snappy controls, the way the disc moves, the character moves, the reaction, everything from the first game has to be perfect. And we'll add a lot of new content without breaking the balance, which is really, really good in the first game. I can't say too much for now, but you can expect a lot of new moves.
What I love about the game so far is how good everything feels in terms of the controls. Controls feel really, really tight. It feels like a Windjammers game. But what I also love is the kind of update to the graphical fidelity that you have with the game, too. It's really pretty, super beautiful. I love the way that everything kind of looks on the screen. What were the kind of thoughts behind the kind of new look that you wanted to share with the game?
We wanted to really do Windjammers 2, and we thought, like, the original team, if they made this game in 2019, what would they do? And screens are HD now, and so we thought we're not going with some pixel art, and we will do full hand-drawn animation. So that's the way we thought about it.
Yeah, it looks really, really pretty. I'm sitting in front of it right now, and it's popping off the screen in a really cool way. One of the things I love about what I got a chance to play is that it feels like every character has their own personality through the moves that they have as well. I know you can't talk a lot about how many new characters are going to be in the game, but are you listening to kind of the old Windjammers community to find out what those folks might have wanted or what they're looking for in possibly like new characters, new moves, and new modes?
Yeah, sure. We're actually working with the French Windjammers community, which is very influential and very, very good. And they told us a lot of advice and how the game should feel. And they play test the game regularly. And so we're listening to fans.
What was it like to kind of reverse engineer a game like this? When you go into the idea of what you want a game to be that it's already been established in a franchise, you kind of want to put your own stamp on what that game is while also being true to the original. You know, what was it that you found in the old game that you thought was really important in keeping in with the new one?
There's actually in Windjammers 1, there's a really good balancing system for players which have different skills, and the game tries to make it best for the unskilled player to have it a little bit easier. So it's a really, really great balanced game, really.
So I know that there's no announced date in terms of releases yet, but I want folks to know at home, what do you want to share with folks at home, actually, that will get them really excited about the game.
What can I say about something really exciting?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell because I can't tell too much. But there, I can tell a little bit about the characters. There will be returning characters and new characters. Actually, you've seen it. There is an old character, and it really plays like the old one. And we would try to have the feeling you had in Windjammers 1 that there's no really stronger character than any other one like there can be in fighting games, and we'll try to get this very right balance in the game.
Well, I just got a chance to play this. It is fantastic. I'm super excited for when it comes out. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with me and giving me a demo and kicking my butt in the game. It felt really great, and I'm super excited for everybody in Burkago to get a chance to play this when it drops. Again, and we hope to have you on the show once it actually is in the world and out live. Again, thank you so much. Everybody in Burkago, we're going to get up out of here. It's PAX 2018. We'll see you in a little bit. Peace.